Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited to be here on day one of Podmas. So, Queen Fee is with me.
Hi, everybody, welcome.
So, we are both so excited to be here, and we are doing 25 days of Podmas, folks, so there's all kinds of crazy stuff gonna be going on. So it's been a while. It has been quite a while since we have done a podcast. So do you want to give a little update? And I'll give a little update after when you're done.
I will. In the last month, my husband has gone on terminal leave and as of yesterday has officially retired from the Marine Corps. After almost 10 and a half years of faithful service, he has now re-entered the civilian world. So we are working on transitioning. And as you can see behind me, if you can see, because it's a podcast, my background is a little bit different. We have relocated from North Carolina back to Ohio. We purchased a home in Springfield, and we are very excited to be back home with our families and with our friends and to put down some roots for our boys. My oldest son started kindergarten at his new school this past Monday, and he is doing fantastic. He came home today with his first perfect score day already, day four of his school. So we are very excited, but it has been a very chaotic transition. So we're all still kind of getting used to the changes that are coming toward us, that have been coming for a while. So we're all kind of just rolling with the punches.
Well, it is so nice to have you back. I told you, you know, take as long as you needed and get stuff situated, because family comes first, obviously. That's why we do what we do, so that we can be with our families. So, but I'm excited. And folks, let me just tell you right now that I messaged Queen Fee, what was it, 2 days ago, I think? And said, I want to do Podmas. Do you want to do Podmas?
Ooh, yay.
And she was just like, okay, let's do it. And I'm like sitting here like, I thought, you know, I just kind of threw it out there. I wasn't expecting a let's do it, but you were like, let's do it. And I'm like, alrighty then, let's do it.
I'm not going to say so, no. Been on it for a while.
So anyways.
Oh, the habit.
It's very exciting to be back and to be doing this. And a little bit of an update on us. We are kind of, there's not too much to update on our end. Things are pretty much the way they were. The one thing that is changed as of today is I am doing not only Podmas, but I'm also doing Blogmas and Vlogmas on top of it. So my blog and my vlog and the podcast. So three.
For that.
It has been crazy, but at the same time, and I will tell you guys that like my vlogs on my channel are basically what my blogs are. So it's like the talking version of the written version back and forth, because different people like different mediums. Sometimes people, you know, want to read and sometimes people don't want to read. So I know that like my mom would rather read than watch a video. And I know a lot of people that would rather watch a video or listen to a video than read. So I figure I do.
Background of education.
Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of like a thing that I'm doing for, you know, for the time here. But, and then I think it's safe to actually talk about this because I think my children are sleeping. Don't hear them. My children are going to be getting their own YouTube channel for Christmas. So they do not know this. They have no idea. And for those of you who know, because I've been posting about it on my Facebook and stuff like that, we've come up with a name already for it. And I just have to put the finishing touches on, like, adding the email to getting an email for them and then adding it to my account and stuff like that so they can have their own. And they are going to be elated. If you have not...
So exciting.
If you have not ever seen, if you have, if I'm, well, actually, I think most of them are public. Their Facebook Live videos that they do on my profile, they are absolutely enthralled with videos. So it was one of those things where I just said, all right, they want to do it. Let's do it. And I know they're young. They're 5, and my youngest will be 4 on the 30th of December. So I know, right? I'm like growing up way too fast.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's pretty much us.
Where do you go? That one's 3.5.
Oh, wow. So, yep, that's pretty much where we're at. So I'm just going to take a couple of minutes and just talk about some of the things that we're going to go over in the next, well, 24 days now. And yes, we will have a podcast on Christmas Day. But don't worry, we're going to be with our families on Christmas Day. It's going to be recorded. Y'all can listen to it on Christmas if you want, or you can listen to it the day after. And I might be nice and upload it a day early.
We are nice like that.
That might be our Christmas present to everybody so that they can actually do it without having to listen to it on Christmas. What do you think? Maybe we'll talk about that and figure it out.
I think we're nice like that.
Yeah. So, okay. So, we're going to talk a lot about, like, holiday stress and how to deal with holiday stress, tips on how we deal with things, traditions, because there have been, I didn't realize it, but there have been some traditions that we do that when I talk about them, everybody, I've had people like, oh, I'm so stealing that and stuff like that. So I'm like, alrighty then, let's, you know, we'll talk about stuff like that, because as we form this community and we start the conversation and things go back and forth, we're going to learn from each other. So
I want to know.
You want to know?
I don't know about it.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when we're done.
Okay, I'll be patient.
Yes.
Okay. My kids are starting their advent calendars today.
Oh, that's awesome. I love, that's one of the things that our elf is going to do. Our elf, instead of having, because when I was little, my mom had she made this like, cross stitch advent calendar that had little pockets, and you put like a little piece of paper rolled up or whatever in there, and it had little things to do every day. And I lost it. It got ruined. And so I don't have it anymore, but that idea is still there. You know what I mean? And so our elf is going to be bringing little things, little ideas, little, you know, like either activities or a treat or something like that every day for them.
Yeah. So,
and then
I think it was, how old is he? I think it was 3. Yeah, 3 years ago, because my middle son was like 6 months old. Me and my 2 sons at the time moved back home for a deployment, and my mom had gotten an advent calendar that was like tin that had those little pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get home until like the 15th, but she had a little thing every day, whether they got candy or did like an art project or something.
Aww.
And she gave that to me for them But this year with the move and everything being so chaotic and we still have like boxes everywhere, she, since we live close to her again, her, my two youngest sons now, since we have three, my two youngest sons and I stayed with her for 2 weeks before my husband made it up here. And we were out and about, and she was like, well, I don't want you to have to bother with all that like activities and the little rolled papers or anything. So she actually bought all three of them those little chocolate advent calendars.
Aww, that's awesome.
So they're going to start those tomorrow. I'm really excited about it because I remember doing those when I was a kid. So, I mean, they're only going to care about the chocolate and wonder why they can't open all 25 doors at once. But I'll figure that out later.
That's when you go, okay, open a door, take the chocolate. Okay, now I'm putting this way up on top of the refrigerator.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. All right. So, and then we're also going to be giving you guys some ideas for crafts and things like that, little activities and stuff, because we're moms too. So, and I think that's something that it's funny because I think sometimes as working moms, as, you know, work at home moms, business moms, we try to, okay, everything's business, you know, we like try to split things. But the truth of the matter is we are moms all the way through and through. I mean, if we have to take a break from something because our kid's sick or because our kids need something or whatever, I know you've heard, I think both of us at times have done a podcast with a child in the background. So, I mean, it happens and it's who we are.
And I mean, a lot of people will say it, you know, business and it's important and blah, blah, blah. If you're going to take a break from anything and you're a mother, you're going to take a break from your business and take care of your children first. Exactly. You're not going to take a break from children to take care of your business.
Exactly.
I know that you can't do that. I can't do that. So I know a lot of us have struggled to find a business where we can put our children first, completely first, 100% first. And that's honestly why I'm in between right now. So it's nice to be able to just talk about things that we can do to keep our children happy and first and still succeed other way wise in the background.
Right. We don't have to give up who we are as women just because we're moms, but we also don't have to give up the fact that we're moms because we want a business.
Exactly. So. I'm not willing to do that anymore. And I don't think anybody should have to.
Exactly. All righty. Well, we are going to go ahead and let you guys go for tonight. And oh, this is exciting. We have 24 more episodes coming at you, and it's only going to get better. So, all righty. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.